I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 18 degrees.
Good speeds on all the freeways across the Wasatch Front. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this half hour, UDOT officials are predicting extreme traffic problems on northbound I-15 in parts of Davis County Sunday afternoon. They're warning everybody you might want to avoid using that part of the freeway. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
UDOT has to remove a lane split on I-15 in Davis County before the snow really starts to fall. Getting rid of that split means it'll be safer for plows to move the snow around. So they're planning to close down all but one northbound lane of I-15 between Clearfield and Riverdale Road between 2 p.m. on Sunday until early Monday morning. And even though traffic is normally lighter on Sundays, UDOT officials are still predicting traffic delays of 30 minutes or more.
UDOT is also going to have restrictions that's not going to help much on Highway 89 this weekend between Kaysville and Fruit Heights.
A $5 million request may be put forward by the State Board of Education to the legislature in order to support remote learning. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The funds would go towards expanding broadband access for students. According to the Salt Lake City School District, they've already taken federal support and distributed it to the district so they could purchase hundreds of personal hotspots to give to students. Now, with a full return to in-person learning still possibly a ways away, the State Board of Education is looking into ways to continue expanding online access. Yesterday, the school board voted to support a request to the legislature, which asks for $5 million in one-time money and then another $350,000 for ongoing funding. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
America's employers scaled back their hiring last month, adding 245,000 jobs to the economy. That's the fewest new jobs added since April and the fifth straight month of slowdowns. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove joined us as soon as those numbers were announced.
I think what this is showing is we continue to see slowing momentum in our economic recovery. We're past the really tough part in the spring where we lost 22 million jobs, but we're still down about 10 million jobs from where we were a year ago. And we're kind of in this low, kind of this waiting pattern until we start to distribute the vaccine.
Spendlove says retail jobs are down right now, which typically those jobs would be in high demand during the holidays.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The latest proposed coronavirus relief bill would bring $300 a week in federal unemployment benefits to people in need, but it does not include stimulus checks.
Democratic leadership telling ABC News that there's a mutual understanding that the goal is to have a spending bill done by the end of the weekend and pass it either Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
ABC's Alex Prochet has the latest from Washington.
Facebook says it's going to actively work to remove false information about the COVID-19 vaccines that show up on their social media platforms.
This could include things like the COVID vaccine has 5G microchips, or that certain people are being forced to test the vaccine without their consent. And we will start removing those in the coming days and weeks.
Facebook's vice president of product and social impact says they will now remove posts that contradict information from the World Health Organization and the CDC.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Bad news for area ski resorts.
Quite a dry way to start off the month with dry days already. And it looks like as we kind of look into the future here to the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, it's still looking like it stays dry. And all in all, lots of sunshine all the way through that time zone.
Grant says the dry weather will keep the air hazy.
The U.S. Long Track Speed Skating National Championships that were scheduled this weekend in Kearns have been called off after several athletes have been quarantined. Olympic speed skating medalist Derek Parra works at the complex and says they don't want athletes getting sick.
We do not want this to be a super spreader venue for COVID-19.
One little bright spot, some athletes may still be able to skate for official times if they test negative.
Putting together a football game at the last minute is a big task, and BYU's equipment truck has been racing across the country to make it in time. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
They reached South Carolina early this morning, and Hal Morrill sent the video back to be posted on Twitter.
So we should be there in just a few hours.
Onto the hotel, all making it just in time to get to the team, picking them up from the airport to get them to the stadium so they can practice today because kickoff is at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. And like kids tracking Santa through NORAD, fans have been tracking this truck's progress on Twitter as it's gone across the country in this race to get there. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Hal and Feely never expected to have this kind of publicity driving the equipment back and forth, but it's a great story. Coming
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.